Spotlight. This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Union Cabinet decisions. The participants are Sharad Kohli, politico-economic analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor.
Five important cabinet decisions have been taken by the Union Cabinet Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw, and they range from the PLI scheme in electronic components manufacturing to the tune of 22,900 crore rupees, ensuring that India continues to be Atmanirbhar in the electronic supply chain. And then we have the approval by the cabinet on the nutrient-based subsidy rates for Kharif crops 2025 on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers. Along with that, we have the inclusion of the Kosi Michi interstate link project of Bihar under the Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sichai Yojana, accelerated irrigation benefits program. Then we also have infrastructure spending by the government for the construction of four-lane greenfield and brownfield Patna Ara Sasaram corridor, which is the national highway 119A, 120 kilometers long in Bihar, on a hybrid and annuity mode. And finally, we have the dearness allowance to central government employees announced by the cabinet in its decision today, along with dearness relief to pensioners with effect from the 1st of January 2025. So there are five cabinet decisions, and on this, typically, we have discussed about the PLI scheme, the production linked incentive scheme of the central government to promote manufacturing. But now we also have the associated employment linked scheme to boost employment. And for that, we have an announcement by Union Cabinet Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw.
इस स्कीम में तीन मेजर कंपोनेंट्स हैं. सबसे पहला है एम्प्लॉयमेंट लिंक्ड इंसेंटिव्स. कितना एम्प्लॉयमेंट देते हैं उसके बेसिस पे इंसेंटिव दिए जाएंगे. इसमें एम्प्लॉयमेंट लिंक्ड इंसेंटिव है. सेकंड, इसमें कुछ सेक्टर्स ऐसे हैं जिसमें हाई कैपेक्स रिक्वायर्ड होता है लेकिन टर्नओवर बहुत कम होता है, जैसे पीसीबी की मैन्युफैक्चरिंग है. पीसीबी की मैन्युफैक्चरिंग में बहुत मैसिव कैपिटल रिक्वायरमेंट रहता है, फैक्ट्रीज भी बहुत बड़े स्केल की बनानी होती है, तो उन सब में एक कैपिटल सब्सिडी का कंपोनेंट है. और तीसरा प्रोडक्शन लिंक्ड इंसेंटिव भी है, टर्नओवर लिंक.
So now we're joined by Sharad Kohli, economic expert. Sharad, good to have you on this discussion.
Thank you so much, and my greetings to the listeners of Akashwani.
So Sharad, let's focus on what Union Cabinet Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw had to say about the production-linked incentive scheme, PLI scheme, for electronic components. You mentioned about sub-assemblies and bare components, your PCBs, capacitors and fuses, and for which an allocation of 22,900 crore rupees is being made by the government of India, and they expect investments to be to the tune of 45,000 crore rupees to enhance the electronic ecosystem and ensure that manufacturing is as localized as possible, along with other manufacturing of batteries, displays, camera modules and printed circuit boards. How do you see manufacturing pick up?
Well, we have to note that these are the items of electronics which you don't directly feel and touch. You feel them indirectly because it may be in one of the devices which you may be using, and they are planted in there, whether they are capacitors or they are the PCBs or other stuff. So I think a lot of people may not appreciate as a common consumer the importance, but the importance is felt when you find that your device is not available or your device needs a repair or probably this device cannot be manufactured in India and so on and so forth. I think a very welcome move because electronics in India is really, really picking up as part of the Make in India initiative. I think electronics has been one of the forerunners. We've seen the mobile phones, whether it's Apple or Samsung, you know, being exported from the country. In fact, only Apple exports have crossed 100,000 crore, so 1 lakh crore rupees. And the same goes for other phones as well. The total export from the country is currently more than 1 lakh 50,000 crores. It is all because of these components. When some of these components are being imported right now, so I think government has given an incentive under the PLI. And I also call it employee-linked incentive, which we heard the Honorable Minister talking about. So this has been a new addition, you know, that on the basis of the number of people you employ, we will give you incentives. And the estimate says that the total investment of about 60,000 crores is going to be attracted by these incentives. And this will convert to production or sales of about rupees 4.5 lakh crores, which is a massive amount. Not just that, I mean, employment of more than 90,000 people is going to be generated by these incentives. So I think a very welcome move. I've seen around 14 sectors coming around PLI so far, the production linked incentive. It's one of the most successful schemes of the government so far because it has actually given results, and the Make in India initiative launched by the government years ago has finally taken off, and we are now exporting to around the world. And despite, you know, the current situation of tariffs around the world, I think India stands in a much better position with regard to Mexico, Canada, China and many other countries. And we are going to see even more improvement after 2nd of April when the reciprocal tariff policy of America comes into being. I think India is going to be a beneficiary, and these PLI schemes are only going to help. We've seen 1,61,000 crores being allocated to 14 sectors for PLI so far. And this is another leaf in the cap of PLI for electronic manufacturers. And I think people who are considering getting into a project of electronics, this should be a huge incentive for them to come forward. I think the existing industries have now an incentive to expand their capacity to get into manufacturing of all these items for that matter, Arjun.
Sharad, 25 lakh jobs are now part of the electronics sector. That's been quoted by the Union Cabinet Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw. And right now, the components and the products we're talking about are all consumer related. What are the defense applications, and how do you see investments being attracted to the tune of 40 to 45,000 crore rupees?
The scope is tremendous, and I would, you know, through the show today, I would like to solicit the youth of this country to come forward, because we should keep in mind that all the employment being generated through this particular sector is in the highly skilled category. You cannot make a PCB, you know, with somebody who's not trained to do it. So I think we keep talking about skilling India. We keep talking about skilled labor force in India. So this is one sector where you really, really need skilled labor. And I think it's a huge opportunity for electronic engineers and all those people who are trained in electronics to come forward and probably become entrepreneurs. They can probably think of setting up their own factories, and you can be the next big manufacturer of electronic products in India if you really look at these PLIs. So normally, you know, people feel that these PLIs are only for very large industries and we have no reach to that. Well, that's not true, because any entrepreneur who's aspiring to probably set up a factory on electronic, these are very sophisticated products, and these are the products which were being imported from China and other places. And here is an opportunity for people to get domestic production going and avail the incentives in the bargain, Arjun.
So 91,600 persons are expected to be directly employed additionally under this PLI scheme, as you just mentioned earlier. They've also mentioned about increasing domestic value addition by developing capacities and capabilities and integrating Indian companies with the global value chain. So we're talking about supply chains here. Do you see exports being directed to Europe because of what's happening with the tariff policy of the US and the US withdrawing military support, the nuclear umbrella, to Europe and Canada for that matter, because defense spending is likely to go up there?
India is going to benefit for exports around the world, including America for that matter, because Indian negotiations with America have been very, very favorable. And our honorable ministers, Mr. Piyush Goyal and Mr. S. Jaishankar, the Minister of External Affairs, and of course, led by Prime Minister Modi, they have been negotiating with the U.S. Trade Representative. Brendan Lynch was here, you know, we've been talking to them item by item. And so India is going to definitely gain on exports. What is more important here is that we, in management, we call it backward integration, because you're making a device where you're importing the components from abroad and you're probably doing more of assembly work. But here's a chance to do backward integration. That is, you start manufacturing a PCB or a capacitor which is being used in the device. And a lot of people do not know that a lot of these devices that we use on everyday basis, apart from high-tech devices in defense and other areas, they use capacitors and PCBs, but a lot of common devices also use this stuff. So I think it's a very big opportunity, and I'm sure a lot of industrialists who are aspiring to get into electronics manufacturing are going to get encouraged by these announcements.
Sharad, let's move on to agri spending for agriculture. The cabinet has approved nutrient-based subsidy rates for kharif crops on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers. And there is also the irrigation facility, the Kosi Michi Intrastate Link Project of Bihar under the PMKSY Accelerated Irrigation Benefits Program. How do you see this linking a project taking place, irrigation facilities, what it's likely to cover, and fertilizer subsidy for farmers?
I consider this as an extraordinary infrastructure marvel because you've got two rivers flowing independently. And you find that probably one river has got more water supply, the other river has got less water supply, whereas the irrigation potential of River 1 is more than River 2 and so on and so forth. So here is Michi and Kosi River coming to meet. So they will probably have a canal in between and where the, both the rivers would be linked. And Michi River will be able to supply more water to Kosi River. And I think the total impact of this particular announcement or this particular project will be that it will probably benefit in districts like Araria in Bihar, Purnia, Kishanganj, Katihar districts in Bihar. And the total area which will probably benefited by this canal and the new irrigation facility would be about 210,500 hectares of land. I think this will bring tremendous relief to the farmers in these particular districts, which I named just now. And the size of Kosi River, by the way, is about 41 kilometers. The size of Michi River is about 117 kilometers. Imagine the two rivers coming together and fulfilling the irrigation needs of the farmers in these districts. And this is under the, as you rightly said, Accelerated Irrigation Benefit Program, which is called AIBP under the PMKSY, which is called Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sinchai Yojana. You know, so this AIBP is definitely going to help. And a total outlay of about 6,282 crores for the whole project, out of which center would be funding about 3,652 crores for Bihar, for that matter.
Your take on the phosphatic and potassic fertilizers, freight subsidies also being notified under this cabinet scheme, and you're talking about 37,216.15 crore rupees that is being allocated.
Absolutely. I think the Kharif crop for 2025 is going to be benefited. And I think the period starting from 1st of April 2025 when Kharif fasal gets ready to 30th of September 2025 for this phosphatic and potassic fertilizers, we call them PNK fertilizers for that matter. And it also includes a particular grade of fertilizer, which is called the NPKS grade, which is available for farmers at subsidized rates. And I think for the people who are not very familiar with agriculture and are listening to our program, I would like to tell them that this particular fertilizer adds to the nutrient value of the crop. That is, the crop becomes more nutrient if you do not add these fertilizers, and they are quite expensive. So it's because of the government subsidy that the farmers are able to afford these fertilizers. So it makes the crop more nutrient. So people who are consuming that particular crop, I think they'll feel more wholesome vis-a-vis the nutrients. You know, they are able to gain more in terms of their health and everything. So I think it goes in the interest. And tomorrow, if we decide to export these crops will be able to meet international standards as well.
Sharad, let's move on to infrastructure now. There's the approval for the construction of a four-lane greenfield and brownfield Patna-Ara-Sasaram corridor, National Highway 119A, which is 120.1 kilometers long in Bihar. This is on the hybrid and annuity mode. What is the repayment plan for this, and how do you see this benefiting that part of India?
Well, hybrid annuity is definitely, it's called the HAM mode, you know, with a total capital cost of about 3,712 crores. And this is going to be 120 kilometers highway. It'll be called National Highway 119A for the benefit of people who travel on that route. Well, currently, if you go to Patna, Ara, Sasaram, it takes you about 3 to 4 hours. And you have to negotiate those state highway roads, which are single roads. It's SH2, the State Highway 2, State Highway 12, State Highway 81, 102. So you have to negotiate these narrow lanes, which are not double roads, so you get prone to accident. More importantly, you waste a lot of time in negotiating this whole corridor. So I think this new corridor is going to bring down the travel time to probably an hour or so, and it will promote commercial activity in the place. It will promote, reduce the logistic cost. It will reduce the wear and tear of the vehicles as well, Arjun.
And finally, Sharad, give us a brief opinion on dearness allowance announcement by the central government, because everyone needs some sort of hedge or protection against inflation. So you have DA to central government employees and dearness relief to pensioners.
Absolutely. I think we've got 101 lakh, 1 crore, 15 lakh people who will be benefiting with that. More pensioners, less of employees, about 48 lakh plus employees, and probably the remaining would be the pensioners. I think it's a time for them to rejoice because it was done in October. They were given 3% increment from 50 to 53. Now from 53 to 55. And I feel these 1 crore, 15 lakh people, including the pensioners, I think they have contributed their lives for the growth of the country. So they deserve every bit of it. A very, very welcome mood, which I'm sure all the central government employees and pensioners would be celebrating tonight.
Thank you so much, Sharad, for giving us your expertise opinion on the five cabinet decisions which was announced by the Union Cabinet Minister Ashwani Vaishnaw today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on Union Cabinet decisions. The participants were Sharad Kohli, Politico Economic Analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044. Spotlight.